But we're also taking a look at, in a short while, at the issue of the Waterkloof landing. Now, remember that happened all the way in 2013. And the issue with that landing was that it was such a dramatic state of events. You might call it melodramatic up to a point. Because all of a sudden, one day, this private jet landed at the Waterkloof Air Force Base, which is a national key point, by the way. And it was full of the wedding guests for a Gupta family wedding. And there were hundreds of them who had arrived to celebrate in style at Sun City. And then that wedding, of course, you remember all the details of what a lavish affair it was. I mean, of course, we later found out that we paid for it. A pity that none of us was able to attend. But the Minister of Women, Maitin Kwanamashevane, who used to be the International Relations Minister at the time, appeared before the Zondo Commission today. And she spoke about that controversial breach of security when the wedding guests landed at the Air Force Base in 2013. She also spoke about how surprised she was when she'd heard it happened. Our political reporter Clement Magnatel has been on the story all day. Clem, hi.
Hi, Joanne.
So the Gupta family said it had got full permission from the authorities to land there, but the Durco minister of the time knew nothing about it, supposedly.
Yeah, they lied. And I suppose what's astonishing is that the highest authority in the Department of International Relations, someone who would normally deal with this issue, says she was taken by surprise. She says, just like you and me, she saw it on the television that actually the Guptas had landed their private jet at the national, at the Waterkloof Air Force Base. And she says when she started inquiring, they realized that actually Bruce Kolwane had played a critical role, not only in misrepresenting the facts, but for lying, for breaching national security, Joanne. And then she says disciplinary proceedings were then put in place and Bruce Kolwane had actually admitted that this is what I did. And guess what the sanctions were? 2 months without pay and a final written warning for someone who breached national security. And she's trying to defend that at the State Capture Commission, that they believe that was an appropriate sanction. She signed off on that. And it's just astonishing that she also, till to this day, thinks that was actually an appropriate sanction.
I mean, was she not asked, given the magnitude of what had happened with that breach, was she asked, you know, why she thought such a small sanction, such an insignificant sanction, really, what was acceptable under the circumstances?
The Deputy Chief Justice actually pushed her on that, Joanne, that are you realizing how it appears that this sanction was so light? 2 months without pay, and then this person comes back and still gets paid as a DDG, doing work of DDGs in the Department of International Relations. And she seems to say that, look, I didn't play a critical role because that was more of an HR process. So there was this HR process where the recommendation was actually that given the kind of charges that this person was facing, here are the appropriate sanctions. But she's the higher authority. She signed off on that and said, I'm signing off on these sanctions, and I'm saying, okay, let's go with them. She didn't in any way, Joanne, try and say, this is not okay, go back to that disciplinary committee and come up with better sanctions because these charges are quite serious. She didn't do that. And I suppose what was even worse, Joanne, is that she wrote a letter recommending Bruce Kolwane as an ambassador to the Netherlands. And in that letter that she wrote, she said she was eligible for the position, and that she had in fact, you know, gone through the sanctions and gone through that punishment of 2 months without pay. And the Deputy Chief Justice right now, they've been going in circles, actually, because the Deputy Chief Justice is just struggling to understand how you can have someone who admitted to lying, who admitted to name dropping people like Jacob Zuma, who admitted to breaching national security, all in the name of satisfying the Gupta family. How you also look at that person and then say they can go and represent South African interests in the Netherlands. The Deputy Chief Justice is still struggling to understand that point.
Sure, so the rest of us. So, Clem, yeah, Thank you so much for bringing us that story. And just a reminder, of course, that the minister who was in charge then, Maitin Kwanamashevane, is now in charge of the Ministry of Women. How comforting.